Renegade X, you are now listening to another episode of the Black Nerd Talk. Welcome back to another episode of the Black Nerd Talk podcast, where I, your Black Nerd, Renegade X, will talk about nerd things, gaming, and anime. And for this episode, I will be talking about Naruto Storm Connections, Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi 4, or Sparkling Neo, GTA 6, and no news of Dynasty Warriors this year. So let's get it. Naruto Storm Connections. Now, for those that don't know, the best way to describe Naruto Storm Connections is an overpriced Storm 4 DLC. So, let me tell y'all the good things that were added in the game. The changes. They added 10 new characters, majority of them being from Boruto. Then they have Asura and Indra as playable characters. They changed the combat up. You knock someone down to the ground or knock them away or something, you can continue your combo. I think the substitution gauge comes back slower, cause in Storm 4, when it was about all the way down, you would see it slowly recharge, but in Storm Connections, it takes a minute. Like, you won't see it go up, then it will just go up all of a sudden. So that's some of the changes I can think from the top of my head. Now, they removed tilts. Yes, they removed the tilt attacks that Storm 4 had, and they replaced it with second chutsus. They also promised us all of the previous battles from the previous Storm games were gonna be in this game, but no, they only put a few of them. So yeah, a lot of people were upset about that, as rightfully so. And from what I've been hearing, it's been spam central up in that game. There's spammers and tryhards in the PvP. And speaking of PvP, there is no way for you to invite your friends to play matches with you. Yes, you heard that right. They do not have an option for that in the game currently. See, these are the reasons why I call Naruto Storm Connections an overpriced DLC. All of those good changes, the good changes, not the bad ones, could have been an update or DLC for Storm 4. And currently they're going to be adding more outfits, downloadable outfits for the characters in the future. So Tsunade without her jacket, that's going to be something that you can obtain later. It's one of the Hashiramas that Storm 4 did not have. I think it was a live Sage Mode Hashirama. He's going to be in there. Basically all of this stuff that could have been in Storm 4. See, this is one of the things that tick me off that these gaming companies be doing. Making a supposed new game and removing a bunch of stuff from the previous game, changing things for the worst, and then trying to sell it for $60 to $70. and make a new game and don't complete it and never update it and sell it for $60 to $70 with a special bundle edition. And or reuse some stuff that was free in the base game, in a previous game, and resell it as DLC. That is robbery. That is greedy. And it is annoying. Well, I'ma say this. For those that want to play that game, wait until that game goes on sale. Do not spend $60 on this game. Wait till it drops down to like, I don't know, $5 or something. Because that's how much it should be worth. Honestly, if I had the choice to play one of those two games for the rest of my life, I would choose Stormfall. That's just my opinion. Anyway, on to the next one. Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi 4, or what they called it in the Game Awards, Dragon Ball Z Sparking Neo. It's called Sparking Neo in Japan. But from what I've seen of the trailer, the game looks good. The graphics look like it's using Fighter Z graphics to me. The transformations look amazing. Super attacks look amazing. Combat wise, it looks like it might be using some stuff from Raging Blast and Kakarot. It looks like it, from what I've seen. Now, it's also good to see Chirin, Android 17, Dragon Ball Super, Dragon Ball Super Broly, Bergamo is going to be playable. Can't wait to see what new characters they're going to put in there. Like, we know Beerus and Whis are going to be in there, that's of course. Get to see Golden Frieza, all the other stuff. Well, yeah, Tenkaichi 4 is going to look real good. I hope it comes out real good, though. Because we know these AAA gaming companies. Monetization, rushed product, buggy. We know what it is. On to the next topic. Grand Theft Auto 6. Yes, it's official. It is going to be coming out in 2025. I've seen the trailer. I like how, it looks more realistic. And this is going to be the first Grand Theft Auto game with a female protagonist. Because you have a male and a female protagonist. And I hope the relationship between the two, I really do hope it's Bonnie and Clyde. Because that'll be pretty cool. As for the online component of GTA 6, I hope it does better things than Grand Theft Auto 5. But this is Rockstar, which Rockstar and Take-Two were talking about here. It's probably just wishful thinking. You know what they say. Hope for the best. Expect the worst. No news of Dynasty Warriors this year. Yes, Akira Suzuki has been silent. He has yet again lied to our faces. Disappointment yet again. Yeah, promised us there will be news of Dynasty Warriors this year. And the year is almost up. we have heard nothing. Hey, hey, hey. But I'll tell you what did get released this year for Dynasty Warriors. Dynasty Warriors Mobile. Yes, Dynasty Warriors 9. On your phone. It has launched in the West. A gotcha game. yeah. I'ma just be 100 with y'all. I don't know what's gonna have to happen. But it's past time for new management in Koei. Akira Suzuki has got to start making Dynasty Warriors and just let someone else do it. Team Ninja or something. Because they have been... they have been messing up Dynasty Warriors. Koei, Akira Suzuki, Omega Force. And they've been messing up Samurai Warriors as well. I feel like, and I could be wrong about this. If I'm wrong, please let me know. And this is from what I know. It seemed like when they had did what they did with Dynasty Warriors 6, with the whole Rainbow system and stuff like that, I feel like it messed them up pretty bad. Because it seemed like after 6, they kind of been, you know, messing up. And they probably gotten to the point to where they just work on spin-offs in order to get money. Instead of focusing on their main franchise, Dynasty Warriors and Samurai Warriors. That's what I think. Oh, and or they probably just don't care about their main franchise. But honestly, this is ridiculous. Us as Dynasty Musos, Muso players, whatever you want to call us, Dynasty Warriors, Samurai Warriors players, we ain't got nothing on our plate, man. Everybody out here seem like they're eating good except for us. And I already know what some people are gonna say.
Well, you got Wolong basically about good.
Listen, Wolong is a Souls-like game that takes place in the Han Dynasty. Dynasty Warriors is a hack and slash 'em. In the Empire's version, you can beat a lone warrior, you can serve under a ruler, or you can become the ruler. When you become the ruler, you lead your own army. Plus, you can create your own characters on there too. But this is just me. This is no hatred to Wolong. No hatred or disrespect to anyone that prefers Wolong. That is you. Cool. Me, I just like Dynasty Warriors more. Again, I hope they do something good with Dynasty Warriors 10. I hope. Because if they messed that up, it is a wrap. Look, Team Ninja just needs to have control over Dynasty Warriors and Samurai Warriors at that point. Us as Dynasty Warriors and Samurai Warriors players, we just want to eat good. We'd have a whole feast. With the turkey, the corn, the mashed potatoes. Was it the greens, beans, tomatoes, hams, yams? Like, come on. Because they got to make up for that stuff they did in the past. Six empires was good. Seven empires was good. Eight extreme legends is good. Eight empires is meh. Because they watered down a lot of the stuff that seven empires had. And plus the game is buggy too. But it's still a good game. Better than not, in my opinion. But that's all I gotta say about all of this. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Nerd Talk. Go ahead and check out the links in the description to my other social medias. And if you want to support, hit me up on that Cash App. $ Ultimate Renegade. And you should see a picture of my logo with the little character with the red skull across his eye. I'll see y'all next time.